So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:32.
I, too, was perusing Newsday yesterday and came across something that looks, if it tastes as good as it looks, could be a game changer.
Oh, my.
It could be one of those, oh, Lordy, what did I just stumble on moments.
Well, I love when we find new food.
I'll share it with you in a second.
All right.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah, sure.
If I see something that I think looks sexy, I'm going to share it with the audience.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
I don't know whether to eat it or hump it.
Great. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 6:36. Rain today, maybe a little in the morning, maybe a little in the afternoon, and more on the East End, high 74 today.
Brett, did I end up showing this to you yesterday? I did, right?
Yes.
This mashed potato pizza?
Oh, I saw that picture.
Oh, my lordy lord. Newsday's got something.
Mashed potato
on the
pizza.
Newsday's got something on the website. It's just specialty pizza on Long Island. Mm. I was like, and it had a really cool picture on the cover. It says, let me click on this thing, right? So you go, it's all the way out in Greenport, though. But this thing is, it's called 1943 Pizza Bar is the name of the place. And it's got mashed potato, it's got mozzarella, bacon, and just piles of buttery mashed potatoes. And some of the potatoes, like the golden potatoes, still like a little chunky on the top, too, to give it some more color. I'm looking at this thing. Okay, nobody can eat more than one slice of this. It's got to be very heavy. I mean, it looks heavier than a white slice, but
it doesn't have red sauce in it at all.
No red sauce.
No red sauce.
It's mozzarella, it's bacon, and it's buttery mashed potatoes, and it's on a golden brown crust, and it looks humpable.
It does look good. I thought there was red sauce underneath the cheese. I was hoping there was some red sauce in it.
No red sauce. You don't need it.
Yeah, you know, it feels so white,
no,
so vanilla.
No, look at this, dude.
I mean, the bacon helps, but...
Look at that.
Yeah, no, I see. They cooked it to a nice golden brown.
Sure
the potatoes
did.
Look like pineapple because they're yellow
buttered
potatoes.
Yeah, but
they're
not. That's what I thought, too. I'm like, please don't tell me you threw pineapple on it. Nope. Throw the golden
Those
potatoes.
Those whipped potatoes.
A little gold on top. With some bacon, butter, mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
they got it figured out. There's a bunch of other stuff on here that I was like, I can get that anywhere. Like a mac and cheese pizza.
That's not so horrible.
It's not horrible, but it's not sexy.
It's like a ziti slice is delicious.
Yeah.
Not sure mac and cheese slice is fine.
Right.
Actually, that one there with the mashed potatoes, bacon, how about you put just a little brown gravy running through it? What about that if you have no red sauce?
What did I say to you yesterday?
You said that.
I said, if this thing just needs a little bit.
Because you know how I tell you. Put brown gravy on that
You know how I tell you about that place out in where you can get the disco fry pie?
Yeah.
Right? And it's got the brown gravy
idea.
On top.
Right.
Still potatoes.
Yeah.
A little brown gravy on this. I should call these people and help them out.
Yeah. You know? Then you just drizzle brown gravy
just drizzle
over
a little. Not a ton.
Good color on top.
Not a ton. Yeah. Not a ton. Just drizzle.
We know what we're doing. We're professional chefs.
We sure do.
We know exactly what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that wouldn't make it all soggy.
Now,
it'd be fine.
Where was I going with this?
Oh, yeah, that was good.
It's so funny. Listen. I think we all know by now that I'm not exactly, you know, warm and fuzzy. But when I see a picture of, like, something, food that looks really good, I genuinely get an air of excitement. I don't really get excited about much.
Yeah.
And I'm not somebody who overindulges. I don't eat a ton. I'm not 300 pounds or anything like that. But it's
something
just,
like
a good-looking pizza is, like, could be a day changer. Like a whole day, like you could be having a crap day, and I walk into a pizzeria and I see something like this. I'm like, you know what? The day just turned around. I'm going to go play the numbers. My wife has a place, my wife teaches over in Sachem. They go out every once in a while. There's a pizza place over there that apparently makes a baked clam slice that is supposed to be phenomenal.
That's interesting.
I haven't tried
it. I've never seen it.
I love baked clams too.
And I look at specialty slices in every place I go, and I've never seen that. Yeah, always.
No,
something
I know.
Just a little different to see what somebody's doing. Baked clam slice.
Is your place back open over here, Ted, yet?
I don't know. I was going to drive by it the other day, and I'm not sure.
Maselli's is back open again?
Mm-hmm. Brett knows.
We're back in business.
It's good to know, Mr. Maselli.
Are you going to be doing the...
we got a brand new pizza, mashed potato pizza. You've never seen it before.
Well, yes, I have. I've seen it on Newsday.
It's got, no, you haven't never seen it.
What?
You've never seen it before.
I have seen it
It's got the bacon, the mozzarella.
I've seen it.
And the buttery mashed potatoes.
I've seen it.
You put it in the crust, you put it in the oven, it's delicious. You've never seen it.
I've seen it.
And for special, I drizzle a little brown gravy on it.
Ooh.
Don't tell nobody about that
you
one.
You thought it up by yourself.
That's all me.
That's a good idea.
How many you want? How many?
How much?
I need two pies.
Two pies. $84.72.
That delivered?
Delivery, $98. 20 minutes.
The guy's famous for like making up the prices.
Right.
He doesn't even.
Right. You get a side order of Vicodin with that? How does it work?
You get buttery mashed potatoes, what you get?
That's okay. Right. That's a hell of a drug, the buttery mashed potatoes.
Yeah, not the Vicodin. Yeah.
The buttery 640, mashed even though it's 6:45 in the morning, talking about any slice of pizza is just a passion on this island for people. And the mashed potato pizza from Greenport has sparked quite a reaction.
Real quick, remember just before we went to the break, I said, Nicole, there's a place by where Nicole works with the baked clam slice.
Yeah.
It's Gino's on Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma. Okay, just so you know, none of us are getting any plugs or pizza from these pizza places. We're just...
just sharing our love of food.
our love of fat people food.
All right, we have a guy on the line who will give us a personal recounting of eating the mashed potato slice and how good it was or wasn't, etc. He'll review it for us next. Find out 6:46. Ted has the stuff you need to know.
Tropical Storm Jose going to affect the island today with some coastal flooding and also some rain and gusty winds. This all is...
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 652. Rain here and there, high 74. East End, of course, getting it heavier today. We were just talking about this picture of this amazing mashed potato pizza slice that happens in Greenport. What is it, 1948 pizza, something like that?
1943. Road
1943,
trip.
Sorry. So,
road trip.
They make this mashed potato pizza slice.
Yeah. Go, listen, if you want to check out some of this stuff, it's on Newsdays.com, a Newsdays website. Newsdays.com.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like WBABs.com?
Right. Just like that, only this is Newsdays. I know, because you're perfect.
You say everything with an extra S today. Why not?
What'd you say?
We'll say every word with extra S's today. It's fun, isn't it? So we have a guy on the line, though, who has tried this slice and would like to tell us exactly about this mashed potato slice. What's on the slice again?
Oh, he had it?
Yes.
This, according to this thing, it says it's mozzarella, bacon, and piles of buttery mashed potatoes. And it looks like it's got some like golden potatoes in there for a little extra color. I mean, it looks amazing.
But I asked, and there's no red sauce there. So those are the three main ingredients.
The mashed potatoes are the big.
Hopefully it's like a crusty pizza slice to go with the sauce.
Look how beautiful that is.
It is beautifully cooked.
You know that crust is going to go...
Sir, go ahead. Tell us about it.
All right. So listen, I work out in Greenport, and I decided last Friday, I was like, go get some pizza for lunch, right? Dude, you have no idea.
So you had a slice of it?
It was insane. I felt like, you know, like when you eat something and you're looking around and you're like, oh, God, should I be eating this? And then I went back to work, and I must have been in a food coma for like 3 hours.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't have more than one slice of that, did you?
Dude, I ordered two, and after like half of the first one, I felt like such a fat bastard. I was like, oh my God.
Ah, right. But were you happy?
Happy wouldn't even describe it.
Happy.
Now I got to go.
All right.
I got
to
go.
No, you guys can come out. I'll take you to the place. And that's just one of the things they got. Some of the stuff you look at it, you're like, I can't. You know, there's no way. Out of control.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
All right, later on.
That sounds amazing.
Ready for this? Hey, Buzzkill, what do you think about this? Roger and JP's pizza party. We get a big venue, and we bring in pies and pizzas from all different places on Long Island. Mm-hmm. We do a competition. We do a regular slice competition. Right. We do a Sicilian competition.
Yes.
And we do a specialty pie competition. We bring in the beers. We turn it into a party. We get a band. What do you think?
Well, I mean, when do you want to do this? I mean,
I don't know. I mean,
we've got bowling for boobs, and we've got all these other events going on.
Well, yes, Buzzkill, our promotion director, is in charge of all these events we do, and he does schedule and organize.
But if you want to sit down and meet today at like 4:30, we can do that. You know, I mean, we have to put this on paper and meet about it. We can't just throw it up in the air and then just decide that we're going to do it.
Right.
And then not talk about it for 4 months and then try and put it together.
But what do you think about the idea, Roger and JP's pizza party?
Well, no, I mean, I don't. I mean, how many people like pizza? I mean, do a lot of people really like
You're
pizza?
You're right, not too many, I guess.
Yeah, what are we thinking?
You know what? Plus, we'll,
it's
probably,
such a niche market.
We'll probably get protested by the vegans.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't.
Did you say
maybe
it's
is there like
market?
A tofu pizza or something? I mean, Donna wants to be a part of it. I mean,
listen, she can
host the vegetable slices, no?
Well there's still cheese on a vegetable slice.
Well, I mean,
slice,
we can't just come up with this and then not talk about it for 5 years. We've got to actually put it on paper.
All right, so we'll talk about it for 5 years, and in 2022, we will have the Roger JP Pizza Party.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd like to do, Busco?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's a start right there.
All right, we'll look into it. I picture this giant room with all around the edges, just every kind of pizza you could ever find, and everybody milling about, drinking beers, and trying little, well, you know, half slices. Oh, man. We could do that all day.
I'm well aware.
All day long we could do that.
Stroke of genius just came out of my mouth.
Ah, 3-4 hours of hanging out eating pizza.
But I can hear it now. Well, no. No.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to help finance it.
We don't do anything that's not my idea.
If you want to finance it, I mean, that's fine. I don't know where you're going to get the money and the budget for it.
You know something? We probably...
Right, this could be done.
Go to the roads.
Here is...
Well, no, I mean... Right now on the LIE, we have some traffic westbound from Patchogue Holbrook Road down through to Deer Park Avenue. Northern Parkway westbound, some traffic from the SAG down into Deer Park Avenue. Southern State westbound, heavy from 109 into the Wantagh and back into the Meadowbrook. And then heavy west of the Meadowbrook back into Hempstead Avenue.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.